let's play our next game. Let's bring up our next two fearless contestants, Mike Taylor and Lisa Schreibman. All right, Mike, I am told by our producers you are an attorney, but more interesting than that, if there could be possibly something more interesting, you won a Chevy Impala in a contest where you had to stay rocking in a rocking chair for 90 hours?
That's correct, I did, yes.
Where was that?
That was in Hartford, Connecticut.
That was in Hartford, Connecticut?
Yes, it was.
And you just had to rock, and you rocked everyone out?
I rocked everyone out.
Nice! 90 hours!
Yeah, that was my only chance to get in a car.
And you did it!
I wasn't buying one, so I did it, yeah.
That seems like a very relaxed... Did you, like, fall asleep at some point?
Well, that's the problem. If you fell asleep, you were done.
Wow. Because
then you'd stop.
Well, you're going to do well in this, because this is all about staying in one position. You're going to be great.
I'm all set.
Lisa Schreibman. Hey, you work in the department of the New York Subway?
I do.
You do? We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, as do most of my friends.
Yeah. I understand. But you also teach urban planning at Hunter College. And my producers tell me that... Are you a swing dancer?
I am.
Really?
I am,
How
yes.
long have you been swing dancing?
About 12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
Oh, so you're amazing at it.
No, you can dance a long time without being amazing.
You can dance a long time without being amazing. I don't believe that, but you guys are going to be amazing at this. I can tell with your jobs. It's going to be great. Will?
Ophira, we have a game here called Talk the Talk.
Mm.
And what this is a head-to-head batch of bunnies and backbreakers, sledgehammers that should guide us on into the act bumper for the next
show.
Okay,
wait, so you're using game show lingo here,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's right, Shanali. Because this is trivia about jargon and lingo that is particular to certain industries and subcultures. So here's an example. Shanali, you as someone in the music industry, mm-hmm. if you were in a recording studio and you asked someone for cans, what are you asking for?
Okay, so we're using the plural.
Yes.
You know, honestly, it depends on how long I'm in the recording studio.
Yeah.
So I would say you mean headphones.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Jargon.
Yes, jargon. So contestants, I'm going to use a piece of jargon, and then whichever of you knows what it really means will ring in. And then whoever gets more of these correct, we could move on to the final round. All right.
Great.
Are you mentally prepared?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to wait 90 hours just so Mike is warmed up properly. Okay. Question one. If you're working in a diner and the manager tells you to bring a table the twins, he doesn't mean Mary, Kate, and Ashley. What does he mean? Mike.
Hi. Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper is correct.
Nice.
Okay, in baseball, an innings eater has nothing to do with hunger, but could describe what position player? Innings eater. Mike.
A pitcher?
Yes.
Pitcher. You don't even believe the answer, do you?
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, a pitcher is a workhorse. He could be an innings eater. He's out there and he just eats through the innings.
I used to think I was a baseball fan. Now I know.
Yeah.
If you're a copy editor, what punctuation mark are you shooting for if you say bang? Lisa.
Exclamation point.
That is correct.
Yeah.
There you go, Lisa.
I see that now. You were shooting for bang?
Yeah, that's right. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, that was very
we're into
good.
Wordplay here. Yeah, we don't have
like
a lot
it.
Else going on in our lives. in a casino, if a dealer says he needs color, he's not talking about getting a tan, but asking for what? Mike.
Chips.
Chips, that's right. I won't ask how you know that.
Gambler?
But yeah. Casino dealers, colorist chips. Florists put frogs in vases, not to keep away flies, but to do what? Mike?
Soak up water.
Nope, that's not right. Reasonable guess, but not what we're looking for. Frogs in a florist shop. What do the frogs do?
Would you like a hint? Lisa?
Sure. That would be great.
All right. traditionally, they're made of metal, ceramic, or glass.
They hold the flowers in place.
That is correct. The little green spongy things.
I consider that a difficult question.
In a professional wrestling match, if you are the face, that doesn't necessarily mean you're pretty. Who were you supposed to be? Mike.
The good guy.
That is correct. If you're the face, you are the good guy. as opposed to the heel.
The bad guy.
Okay, if a British stylist says you have bad slap, you are being criticized for what? A stylist, you're about to be filmed or have your photo taken, you might need to get your slap touched up. Lisa.
Your makeup.
That's correct.
Yep.
Correct.
How much do I love the British? They're so violent,
we
right?
We knew that was hard. But we
bad
just thought
slap.
That
was, yeah. Did you not see that? Right out of Dickens.
You got bad slap, miss. It's like, what'd you say?
All right, the winner of Talk the Talk. It was pretty close. The winner is Mike.
Congratulations.
Well done, Mike. Thank you so much, Lisa. Well done. And Mike, we'll see you later in the show for our Ask Me One More final round. Give them a hand, everybody.